Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Isn't that amazing? It is, you know, we understand from the same chapter that God is love and God is life, God is light, and we love Him because He first loved us. My dear brothers and sisters, our Abba Father is the initiator of the divine love that He began in our lives. The Bible also records in the book of Romans that He has shed abroad our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of God. So the love of God has been put into our hearts by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. And He is the initiator. He has taken the first step. And therefore, we praise and thank God for His goodness and for His mercy upon our lives. Otherwise, we would have been lost. Today, we are saved. Today, our names are written in the book of life. It is only because Jesus loved us first. Hallelujah. I love that beautiful song, "Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me." My dear brothers and sisters, today is the day that we can express our gratitude to the Lord and breathe a prayer expressing our love to Christ for all that He means to us. Amen. And let's thank Him for initiating His love on our behalf. You know, that's what we are called to do. Thank Him also for the daily sunshine He gives. And that's what God desires, you know, daily breath of life that is in our nostrils. Our hearts beat with the rhythm of life. We are living in the land of the living so that we can praise His name and display His magnificence and His glory through our lives. That's what God anticipates from us even today. As Jesus has loved us first, let's show that love to somebody around you who is feeling unloved or who is neglected or feels rejected. Express the love of God to them through your life. And always remember, loving not in words, but loving in action. Love in action is the key word, love in action. If you can meet the need in any way, spiritually, physically, whatever way, emotionally, then meet it. And God will accomplish the power of your word in that person's life. So today the world is hungry, is languishing, is in pain, is in sorrow, is in much despair, but we are the people of hope. We are the people who have life, and we are the people who have love in our hearts, and we can share it with one another. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank You for this beautiful day that You have given into our lives. We are grateful to You that You first loved us and then only we loved You back. We never knew what love is. We never knew how to love. We never knew, Lord God Almighty, our love was goofed up because, Lord, we thought it in our carnal nature. We thought it in our vain imaginations, how to love. Oh, Lord God Almighty, there were a lot of philosophical notes concerning the love, oh, Lord God Almighty. But, Lord, we now know that Jesus is love, that God is love, that Jehovah is love. Right from the book of Genesis down to the Revelation is the book of love. Oh, Lord God Almighty, and because of Your love towards us, You will, O Father, destroy our enemies. Because You are jealous over Your bride, You will preserve and protect us. Because we are the apple of Your eye. We are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. And Christ will do anything and everything to protect its bride, to provide for its bride, to preserve its bride, to prosper its bride. And Lord, we want to say thank You. Lord Jesus, I pray today, Father, You'll give us the fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that You will lead us and guide us by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, today as Your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the daily chores, I ask for Your grace and glory to abound upon them. You will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, and You will flourish and prosper Your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, these are Your people, bought by Your blood, filled by You with Your Spirit, And I pray that you'll perfect everything that concerneth their lives. Lord, if anyone is sick in our midst, peradventure, O Father, I pray and I speak healing upon their bodies in Jesus' name, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.